This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, assalamu alaikum and hello friends. Welcome to Global Kids with Khalid on ORFM Youth Zone, where we explore the world together through stories, adventures and smiles. Assalamu alaikum and kia ora everyone. Welcome back to Global Kids with Khalid. Today my guest is someone super lovely. Alia, she goes to George Street Normal School just like me and is in year 4. Even though we're not in the same class, we see each other often and I always notice how kind, polite and helpful she is. Alia loves reading. She has her own little library at home. And she's not just a reader, she's also a writer. She listens to Islamic stories, especially stories about the prophets, and then writes them beautifully in her own words. Isn't that amazing? I'm so happy to have her on the show today. We're going to talk about books, stories, school, and of course, play some games too. Welcome to the show, Alia.
Hi.
Okay, let's get started with our first segment. Around the World with Khalid. So, Alia, you're from Pakistan too. Do you remember anything about Pakistan, or have you visited your family there?
Yes, I have. Pakistan is also a very beautiful country. It has rivers, a sea, and the famous mountain Ketu. Pakistan has wonderful food like biryani, pie, dal, and keema. Pakistan dresses are very beautiful and very stylish.
So, have you visited Pakistan?
Yeah.
Do you remember anything about Pakistan? Like what about in your Pakistan house, like where you live in Pakistan? Do you remember anything?
I remember that, I don't really remember anything in the house.
Oh, that's okay. What's something you really like about living in Dunedin?
I liked George Street School because they have kind teachers and I have lots of friends. I've been living in Dunedin for 6 years and I came here when I was 2 and a half. I like Dunedin because it is less crowded.
Yeah, and the people are very nice. And what's something special about Pakistan that you hear from your parents or grandparents? Anything special?
Not really.
Oh, yes. Like, it's okay. Since you've been in Pakistan for not quite a while, it doesn't really matter. I haven't been in Pakistan for quite a while. I've been living in New Zealand for a couple of years, too. If you could take one thing from Pakistan and bring it here to New Zealand, what would it be?
My family, and that includes my dadu, which means my grandmother. I also want to bring my cousins as well.
Oh, yeah. I would like to bring my cousins there too, but my cousin's a little bit naughty. Sometimes do your cousins get a little bit naughty?
Sometimes.
Yeah, it happens with everyone. Especially girls. Like, I'm not meaning the cousins who are girls. I'm saying that the cousins who are boys, but doing it to girls is really annoying. You love books. So what's your favorite book or story that you've read recently?
The Haunted House from Sea Valley Twins.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I have read that book before. In school, we have that. Do you ever share your stories with friends or teachers?
Not really, but sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. Me neither. I have never done that. That's so nice, Alia. You're such a creative thinker. Okay, now it's time for something fun. Up next is... Kuritz Kids Corner. All right, Alia, time to switch gears. Welcome to the Kids Corner, where we play games, think fast, and laugh a lot. Let's start off with this or that. Reading at night or reading in the morning?
Reading in the morning.
Books or movies?
Movies.
Eid or your birthday?
It's
a hard choice, right?
Eid.
Oh, that's good. It's okay. Hot chocolate or ice cream?
Ice cream.
Homework or house chores, if you had to choose?
Homework.
Summer or winter?
Summer.
Ice cream or hot chocolate?
Ice cream.
Nice choices. Now let's play something new. The story shuffle. So I'll give you three random words and you have to make a short story out of them. Ready? You can take a moment to think. Book, moon, friend.
I have a friend that likes books about moons.
Ooh, that's a great sentence. Rain, cat, chocolate.
I have a cat that likes rain and chocolate.
Star, forest, smile.
There are stars in the sky that smile, and they're in the forest.
Oh, those are so creative. You make such a fun author, Alia. Now let's do the rapid fire round. So I'll ask you some questions, and you have to answer as quick as you can, like the first thing that comes to your mind. What's your dream job?
My dream job is a teacher.
Who inspires you the most?
My mom.
Oh, that's so nice. And I hope she's listening too. What's your favorite subject at school?
Art.
Me too. I love art. Do you like something boring like math or science?
I like science.
Yeah, I like science because in our school we get to do experiments and we get to make things. What's one thing that always makes you laugh?
My friends.
Oh, that's so nice. And I also hope that your friends are listening. And I'll tell them to listen. If you could visit anywhere in the world, where would you go?
I would go to Dubai.
Ooh, why?
Because my cousin lives there and it's a really nice city.
And there's another fact. You know the longest building in the whole world? Do you know what's the name?
The Burj Khalifa.
Yes, that's also there. You can literally see out of your window, so it's really easy because it's the highest. You nailed that. Now let's just do one more question and then we'll play a last game, which is Would You Rather. What's one thing that you're really proud of about yourself? Like doing really good profit stories?
I feel proud because I have recorded my own podcast on Vibe Check. I'm also proud that I am on your show, Kirit. I am proud because I improved a lot in math and made more friends than last year.
Oh yeah, I didn't know. I'm gonna watch the podcast series Vibe Check. I get mixed up with DNB. Okay, now it's time for the last game for this segment. A quick round of Would You Rather. Would you rather read 10 books in a day or write your own story in one day?
Write my own story in one day.
Would you rather travel to Pakistan for Eid or travel to space for one day?
Travel to Pakistan for Eid?
Yeah, because because it says one day for Earth, but for space it might be a lot of days. Be best friends with your favorite story character or get to meet the author.
Favorite story character.
Ooh, that's a great choice, and I choose the same. Have a talking cat or a flying carpet?
Talking cat.
Why didn't you choose the flying carpet? Would you tell us?
Because sometimes they'll keep flying around and be annoying.
Oh, yeah, because even, you know the movie, what's it called again? I think it's called Aladdin, where it has Jasmine in it. She also get tired of flying around on the carpet. Live inside a library or inside a chocolate factory?
Live inside a library.
Yeah, since there's lots of books, but chocolate factory, it just makes your teeth dirty and you can break them and then you have bad health. Okay, now it's time for the last thing, the tongue twister. Try saying this 3 times super fast. Okay, maybe it's going to be hard for me too. She sells seashells by the seashore.
She sells by the seaside.
Seashore, you got it. That counts. Now, 2 more times.
She sells
seashells.
She sells seashells by
the seashore.
Seashore.
Is it a really bad tongue twister? It said the sh and the sound, which is really hard to say it. Well, not easy, right? Well done, Alia. Now let's move on to our last segment, where we talk about life and what really matters.
Let's talk life.
Alia, you love writing profit stories, right? So, what made you start doing that? You can have a moment to think. It's okay.
My dad used to, read me profit stories.
Oh, yeah. My mom and my aunt used to read me profit stories, too. That's what I got into. So, when you listen to Islamic stories, like when your dad like reads, like says them to you, what's one lesson that really touched your heart? Like one story?
Judge with justice. The one lesson I learned from one of the stories, Judge with Justice, the story taught you is that you should never steal or break the laws, and everyone is equal in Allah's eyes.
Oh, that's a great story. Oh, my heart. It really touches my heart. Do you think reading helps you become a kinder person?
Maybe.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't. Some books do, but some books don't. So it's a really hard choice. It doesn't matter. What makes a good story in your opinion? The characters, the message, or how it makes you feel?
The message.
Ooh, why?
'Cause sometimes you might not be doing the message, or sometimes you might, so you might know that you're doing the bad thing or the good thing.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Oh, that's a really great choice, and that's a really good explanation. What's something you've learned this year at school that made you proud of yourself?
About linking. I used to not do linking, and now I'm really good at it, so I'm proud of that.
Oh, me too. Before, I used to make, like, vases, I don't know what kind of, and now I'm so good at linking now, just because of learning from other people in my class. Do you learn linking from other people in your class, too?
No. I learn it by the teacher.
Oh, me too. My whole class doesn't do linking, except me and my friend. Who encourages you the most when you're writing or reading at home?
My mom or my dad.
Oh, so, like, how do they help you? Do they help you with reading or writing?
Like, if I'm getting the words wrong.
Oh, yeah, my mom and dad do that too. And finally, if you could give one message to the kids who love books, like you do, what would you tell them?
I'd say to...
maybe be nice and kind?
Books that they read, they should continue reading because it improves our knowledge, gives them more ideas, and also reduces our screen time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's really beautiful, Alia. I like how thoughtful you are, especially when some kids watch so much screen time. Okay, that brings us to the end of today's episode on Global Kids with Kidit. Alia, it's been such a pleasure for you on the show. Thank you for sharing your ideas, your love for books, and your creative heart with us.
Also, thank you very much for letting me have you on your show.
Oh, that's so nice. You meant me, right? You meant... yeah. Oh, it's okay. Just one word. That means a lot. And would you like one message to say to all the listeners listening today to our show?
That to always be kind and don't really be mean to anyone.
Yeah, that makes the world a better place. Like, being kind and other person be kind, then the whole world becomes kind because they learn. And thank you to everyone listening, especially for Alia being my guest. It was a pleasure to have you, Alia. And I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, stories can take you anywhere. You'll just have to open a book and imagine. Until next time, Kiora and Alafix. Bye, Alia.
Bye.
Thank you for exploring the world with me on Global Kids with Kidit on ORA FM Youth Zone. Join me for more adventures next time. You can find our podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on oar.org.nz. This is Kidit signing off. Kia ora, ala hafiz, and goodbye.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.